Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to The Happy Hour.
Are you a big man? Huh? I'm talking to you.
What?
With Nick Sainert.
You wake up in the morning, you say, I put on my big boy pants. Look, I'm wearing a belt.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
You put on a little jacket, you go. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on. You got your big boy pants and your snack.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Welcome back in, Nick Sainert and Rico with you, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Heyman text line, as well as the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Allo Channel 961, all places you guys can see what's going on inside the studios, heart of downtown Lincoln, 1040 O Street. Come on down, grab yourself some milk coffee, milk drink, whatever it may be. Our guy Luke is best in the biz. He'll help you out. I just tried their coffee connoisseur. Just at the commercial break there, I actually tried a chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah.
From there. Pretty good.
Solid.
It is good. I highly recommend it.
I like the breakfast burritos. They're pretty good.
Yeah. They have these, they have the homemade Pop-Tarts too. Speaking of the Pop-Tart bowl. And they are incredible.
They're, first off, they're huge. Yeah. And they're really tasty.
Yeah. So if you're looking for breakfast, lunch, whatever, or drink. Come on down to the mill.
Shout out to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Big fan. So, although the MVP chose the wrong one. He should have chose Wildberry. Who wants the cinnamon roll? Nobody wanted cinnamon roll.
We asked the question before the break if with the way that things stand currently right now, in on January 2nd, 2025, which side of the ball for Nebraska football do you feel more confident in? And whether it's confidence, whether it's optimism, whether it's concern, it doesn't matter. Just let us know on the text line 464-5685. And there's a little bit of a theme here. MT Westie says offense, no doubt. Unnamed Texter says no, not more confident, more cautiously optimistic. It's a pretty much a whole new team. And yes, Dylan Raiola does need to scramble more. Steven says if Satterfield was the offensive coordinator, I would be highly suspect. However, with the wide receivers that they're bringing in, running backs, we have the tight ends, we have Dana. Dana is offensive coordinator. Nebraska should be a very good place offensively. Mark from Cook says, don't forget about Heinrich. He can catch, run, and he is a physical blocker. We saw that in the spring or in the bowl game as well. 4859, offensive continuity with the main skill guys, the new wide receivers, it makes me excited. But replacing our 5'9 DBs with bigger guys creates some intrigue on defense. Bill and Bennett says the offense is going to be Nebraska's best asset next year. If they don't fix the special teams issue and fill some big holes on defense, we'll be lucky to win 7 games again. There's a lot there. There's certainly a lot there from you guys, and we appreciate the feedback. I think offense, there's some confidence, or as a texter put it, optimism at the skill positions. I think there is some concern, and rightfully so, curiosity about the offensive line. We know that they're going after pursuing the Falemohu from Washington State, the offensive lineman from the Cougars that's transferred, probably the most experienced portal offensive lineman that's available right now.
Can you say that name one more time?
I cannot. Ah. And so they're probably that's priority number one, I would imagine, he's visited Nebraska, and it's kind of gone quiet. It's kind of gone silent in his camp for right now, but I'm sure he's still somebody that they're pursuing going forward. And then on top of that is I think no matter how we viewed Bryce Benhart and, you know, that left tackle position with Turner Corcoran and going for and Teddy Prochazka and so on and so forth, they still did have a lot of starts under their belt. Mm-hmm. You're replacing a guy in Bryce Benhart who nobody in the history of Nebraska football has started more games on the offensive line. And so It's kind of bizarre to think about that and to really put that into your mind, but that's where Nebraska's at. They have to figure out a way to replace that. They have to replace a guy at center and Ben Scott, and you would maybe hope that Justin Evans can fill that void. And Henry Litovsky was seeing some valuable time at the guard position.
But moving Justin Evans over from guard to center then opens up the guard spot.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things of, is Nebraska going to be able to find guys? A guy like maybe Tyler Kanak is somebody that we hear a lot about. But then I mentioned it last segment about the skill position guys and the ability to not force them to come in and instantly play. Mm-hmm. Give credit to Donovan Raiola because they've been able to do that. And Donovan Raiola, through the recruiting process, has been able to maybe go out and get somebody like a Micah Mazzucca. And while it didn't pan out probably how they expected or hoped for, still gave maybe a Grant Bricks an opportunity to redshirt, or a Gibson Pyle, who we've had on the show mm-hmm. a couple of times. Gibson Pyle, to Sam Sledge is another name. I mean, there's are three that are really intriguing to me, Rico, of that. Yeah, they could come in and take some of that weight off of maybe some of the older guys' shoulders.
I feel decent about the offensive line, regardless of them not bringing in any transfers quite yet, just because of what you just said, having those younger guys have the ability to sit for the year, to learn, to grow, to get bigger, stronger, faster, mm-hmm. As the captain always says, and to just sit back and not have to, again, like we said earlier, get thrown into the fire and just start as a true freshman going up against, you know, juniors and seniors who have all of these moves in their tool basket to get around them and maybe break their spirit a little bit in thinking, oh, maybe I can't play at this level. Not saying that that happens to people, but it does happen to people, but not saying that's happened here all too much. But that's something that Nebraska can fall back on with how, regardless of what you think, the offensive line improved as the season went on. Regardless of how you want to sit here and say maybe the offensive line wasn't the strength of the team, but it did its job, I would say, more often than not, at giving Dylan Raiola enough time to find open receivers. The receivers weren't getting open all that much, and yes, he was scrambling a decent amount of the time, but I think he had more than enough time more often than not to find open receivers and to deliver the rock. So I think that Donovan Raiola and that offensive line have taken a step forward, and the ability to have those guys sit for a year and now potentially be ready to step into a spot and play as redshirt freshmen it's going to benefit them going forward. But I like I said earlier, I'm going to push back a little bit in I think I'm more cautiously optimistic on the defensive side of things.
Okay.
Mostly because of that performance that they put on in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They gave up the 15 yeah. points, but they were put on the 1 yard line with the interception at one point to give up one of those touchdowns. But I think the young guys on that defensive side really put on a show and showed to Nebraska fans that they're ready to step up next year.
Yeah, there was an interesting performance. I mean, the encouraging performance from Vincent Shavers, and obviously mm-hmm. is going to be up there for a lot of people. I was real impressed with Donovan Jones on the perimeter. Yes. Donovan Jones, an Omaha North guy who was under-recruited, 3-star coming out of high school, was kind of one that on the previous recruiting class was kind of buried. People thought about him as a lot of people just naturally do. 3-star from Nebraska. Nebraska took him, in-state kid. But he's somebody that's extremely athletic and was a really good basketball player as well. But when you look at Nebraska's defense, sure, I think up front you feel confident about a guy like Riley Van Poppel as well.
You still got Cam Lenhart.
Yeah, which Cam Lenhart's returning, Vincent Shavers.
Elijah Judy.
That's correct.
He brings back some experience at least.
I wanted to go back on this offensive line real quick because if I asked you how many sacks they allowed this year on the season, how many would you say?
Because I'd put it in like the 30s.
Pretty close, 28. Nebraska. That's good. Nebraska allowed, well,
that's good.
Nebraska allowed 28 sacks this year, good for 79th in the country. They gave up 187 yards in sack yards, which equates to about 2.5 sacks per game, almost just a little under that. Which is fine, I think. But also on top of that, you look at some of these other numbers in some of the other schools, and it's important to remember rushing yards are included in sacks. Like quarterbacks, if they get sacked, it goes against their rushing yard total. Mm-hmm. So it's important to recognize that. That if it, whether it was Dylan scrambling out, that counts as a sack still. But Oklahoma, for example, the Oklahoma Sooners were the worst team in the country at protecting the quarterback. They allowed 50 sacks this year.
Yeesh.
They allowed almost 4 sacks a game. They gave up 300 yards in sack yardage just this season alone. The Oklahoma Sooners did. Some other notable schools that are down there, South Carolina, who we just saw, gave up 41 sacks through 13 games.
Despite having one of the more athletic quarterbacks in the country.
Texas gave up 33 sacks this season. UCLA gave up 34. So
that's Texas with a top 10 pick at right tackle, left tackle.
Well, there's a lot because they have Kelvin Banks on one side who got hurt yesterday. Then they also have another guy on the other side. But look at 20. So in 2023, and this is that consistent improvement that I think Nebraska fans, especially at that offensive line position and group, wants to always see. 2023, Nebraska under Donovan Raiola gave up 30 on the season. And so you decrease those numbers by a couple. In 2022, Nebraska, once again, this was, predating Matt Rhule, but still under Donovan Raiola, Nebraska was 90th. They gave up 33 sacks on the season in 2022. So you're seeing this substantial from statistical, not just what we see on Saturdays, from a statistical point of view, they are improving at the offensive line. Now they're going to have to replace a couple of key guys, some notable names, and Bryce Benhart. Ben Scott comes in and had a good couple of years at center. We never talked about Ben Scott,
which is good.
And that's a good thing to have. And that's a good problem to have. What we are going to do now.
One second, because we're going to talk about the offensive line giving up sacks. Did you hear Will Campbell, the LSU offensive tackle? He said, if a defensive end gets one sack a game for an entire college season, that's 12 sacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's potentially a first round draft pick and everybody loves him and he's great.
Yeah.
If an offensive tackle gives up one sack a game for an entire season, that's just 12 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you'll be working at Amazon.
That's right.
The difference is stark. And you just think about when you look at those numbers, you're like, oh man, Nebraska gave up 28 sacks this season or whatever it was. It's okay. It's pretty decent. But if Nebraska got 28 sacks, you're like, feel pretty good about that. I mean, they got more. But
so here's this, Rico. New Mexico led the country in sacks allowed. New Mexico led the country in sacks allowed. How many do you think they gave up all season?
And you said somebody was at like 50. I would say they gave up, I'm going to go 50. It was 62.
The least.
Oh, the least.
The least,
oh,
the amount least. Of sacks allowed.
Nebraska was at
28. Nebraska was at 28, and they were 79th in the country.
There's
going to be
ways.
A lot of ties.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that this could go.
Like there's a lot of people that have like 18, 19.
Let's go 20.
Five. New Mexico gave up 5 sacks all season long.
Holy.
Less than half of a sack a game. They gave up 21 sack yards. Some other schools that are at the top there, Georgia Tech gave up just 9 sacks all season. Wisconsin gave up just 13 sacks all season long.
How do you give up single-digit sacks? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Last year, you want to talk about a jump? Last year, Oregon gave up just 5 sacks.
Uh-huh.
This year, Oregon currently sits down lower. If I can find them, they sit. Oh boy,
Oregon
I can't find
gave
them.
Up more than 5 sacks.
Yeah, it gave up a lot more than 5 sacks. Oregon gave up 21. If I remember correctly, though, they had the Remington Award winner.
They did.
So they had to graduate the Remington Award.
He got drafted in like the 5th round.
So they gave up. Oregon was at 48th in the country, gave up 21 sacks a game. Now, a lot of this certainly probably has. How quick are they able to get the ball out of Dylan Raiola's hands?
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw that in the later stages of the season.
The receiver's ability to get away from defenders.
Yeah, yeah. Like Dana Holgorsen was, we noticed it, especially at like places like in Iowa. And then I noticed it in the bowl game. They worked on getting the ball out of Dylan Raiola's hands quicker. Mm-hmm. And we saw that actually be productive and a positive change for Nebraska's offense. It allowed Dylan Raiola to stay clean and also get into a little bit of a rhythm early on in the ball game instead of trying to chuck it out. And whether that was hitting Jamal Banks on the deep route right out of the gate, or just get it out of his hands quick. And Jamal Banks did a good job of hauling in that pass. Let's take a break. When we come back, Georgia Notre Dame is less than 2.5 hours away. You can keep it right here because I know a lot of us all got to work during the game today. So you can keep it right here on the ticket, and they'll provide updates throughout the various shows on the block and Old School later on this afternoon. But Rico and myself, we wrap things up on a Thursday coming up next.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.